Well, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Adam Purcell, and I am the teaching pastor at our Mount Vernon campus. This past Sunday, we began our new series called Rebel, where we are looking at the life of Jacob. And we began the series in Genesis 27. And if you were with us this past Sunday, or if you've read the story of Jacob basically conspiring with his mom, Rebecca, to steal the blessing of God from Isaac and Esau, you know that in the story, no one is really innocent. They all have sin on their hands, so to speak. And the question that we wrestled with at our Mount Vernon campus was the question, can you trust God? Because we see in the story that really no one is trusting God in this particular episode of their lives. And what the story reminds me of is that the question, can you trust God, really has multiple layers to it. I mean, it raises the question, is God trustworthy in the first place? But it also raises the much more personal question of, can you trust God? Can I trust him? And this is tough to talk about because the answer exists both kind of as binary and scale, if I can use nerdy math terms with you this morning or this afternoon, whenever you're listening to this. And so when we talk about our faith, it's either true or false that you and I have trusted Jesus for our salvation. That's either true or false. It is binary. But it's also true that once we have a saving relationship with God through his son Jesus, that our faith can be stronger, or there may be seasons where our faith is weaker. And the analogy we used to help us think about this past Sunday was the analogy of music. I think we've all experienced times where we enter a room or we get into our car and the music is off, but then we turn it on. And that gives us a picture of what it's like to trust Jesus to save us for the very first time. There was no music and now it's on. But we also know that with music, we can turn the volume up quite high, or we can turn it down so that it's really not much more than a whisper. And what I'd like you to think about with me this morning is, how's the volume of your faith? Is it on in the first place? Is it accurate for you to say that you have trusted Jesus to save you? And if the music is on, if you have done that, how's your volume? How strong is your faith in God right now? And maybe you would say, man, it's stronger than it's ever been. Praise God that your trust in God, your obedience to lean on his promises and submit to his commands that we find in the scriptures, like praise God that is happening in your life right now. But for others of us, if we were being honest right now, we would say, you know, right now my volume's pretty low. My faith just feels weak. It's just really hard to trust God right now. And no matter where you are this morning on that question, I just want to encourage you that God loves you and that he is trustworthy. And he proved it to everyone by sending his son Jesus. Jesus lived perfectly. He was arrested. He was tortured. He was executed on a cross. And on the third day, he rose again. And God has demonstrated his love and his trustworthiness to us through his son Jesus. And God loves you, and he invites you to grow in your trust more and more and more. And we do that through time in the Word, time in prayer, time sharing our financial resources, just sharing time with others, life group, life team, all those things. And so let's take a moment and let's pray. Let's thank God that he is so intent on blessing us through his son Jesus. And let's ask God to increase our faith, to help us to trust him more and more each day. And let's also ask him for those people who we may know who haven't yet turned their music on, so to speak, who haven't yet trusted Jesus for salvation. Let's pray that God would save them and that God would give us opportunities to just tell people how amazing Jesus is. And so let's pray now together, please. Well, thanks again for listening to the LifePoint Drivecast. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. God bless.